Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Paige Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Ma? It's been a long, long time.
I am doing fabulously, daughter. Everything is great on my end. How are you?
Everything is really good. I've been, you know, things have been pretty hectic, but I'm really excited about World Cup soccer because the U.S. beat Iran.
That was wonderful. Congratulations to the team. I'm very proud of all their efforts and their poise, sophistication, and grace under fire.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, we missed an episode because of Thanksgiving. We were so busy eating and, you know, spending time with family. We want to show you guys some love and we're happy to be back.
Okay. We hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Okay. I'm still full. Okay.
I'm still eating. Okay.
All right. So let's tell everybody what we're sipping on. And it's another oldie but goodie. We're going to do some tequila. Our girl, Ricky Kelly, Eagle Tequila, Ma. You going to lead us with a toast?
Okay. Here is to long life and prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness. Salud.
Salud. Oh, Ma, we have to say congratulations to Hakeem Jeffries. We didn't do, I guess we should have toasted to him, right? Because he's going to be the next minority speaker at the House. So
congratulations.
First Black man, woman, a Black man, Black person to hold such a high position, right?
Wonderful. Congratulations to you, Brother Hakeem, and much good luck. And we are proud of you and all the work you do.
Okay. So, Ma, let's get into some things that we missed on our little Thanksgiving break. So, number one, unfortunately, I don't know if this is number one, but Kanye West has been in the headlines. One reason is because he is now back on Twitter. The other reason is that he decided that he was going to announce that he is running for president in 2024. And also he showed up to a dinner with Donald Trump along with three uninvited people, at least two or three. And one of them is a white supremacist named Nick Fuentes. And so that didn't go too well, as you know. Also, Kanye West stormed out of a podcast in which the podcast host kind of, you know, pushed back on some of his anti-Semitic tropes. And it was just a mess. So, Ma, what are your thoughts on Mr. Kanye West right now? And also Trump. And how Trump has dealt with
it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to state the obvious. I have to say this to start this off. Is Nick Fuentes even white?
Well, he is Latin. He is of Mexican descent.
Right. Is he even white? I'm going to say that again. Hear me.
Well,
is he even white? And don't answer.
Is he
even white?
Okay.
How in the hell are you a white nationalist and you're not even white? I don't even understand that, but I won't go any further.
Okay.
Kanye, that's an old, sad story. He's going straight on down the abyss, okay? There's a bottomless pit for him. And I don't know when and ever he's going to find the end, the bottom of this pit that he has fallen into. He's going from bad to worse. He's becoming more, his behavior is more reprehensible, nonsensical, offensive, evil, foolish, self-derogatory, racist, hateful, and just inspiring lots of contempt. That's what Kanye is doing at this point in his life. Why he's doing it and what the cure is and what the fix is, I don't know, but he needs to be running his ass somewhere toward therapy to find out what the problems are.
Yeah, listen, people obviously can't keep making excuses for him. Whatever his diagnosis is, he has to be responsible for getting help. And more people need to call him out on that. Adidas has also launched an investigation into alleged, very troubled behavior from Kanye West, whether it was showing porn during some of the meetings or whether he was being misogynistic and yelling at belittling some of the employees at Adidas. So it just really has gotten out of hand. So, and even Trump wants to distance himself from Kanye, which is birds of a feather.
And Trump, his behavior has been vile, self-serving, and every other negative thing you could think of for some years now. His behavior is well known, and he will continue to embrace or distance himself from Kanye, depending upon how it benefits him. Period. And that's the end of that. And this other gentleman, Nick Fuentes, like I said,
He's
how
like 24
counter,
years old.
here, how counter in, intuitive, okay? How incongruous is that, okay? How ridiculous and nonsensical is that for a man who is not even white to be a white? He is not white. If he is Latin, he is not white. Fuentes is a Latin name. If he is Latin, now unless he got it through a legal relationship like a marriage,
I
okay?
think it's
Okay,
Mexican
if
descent.
that's his
Paternal
actual,
Mexican descent.
okay. Oh, well then we know. So Mexicans are white.
No.
Mexicans never refer to themselves as white.
No.
They are proud brown people.
Yes, of
They
course.
have never
He
called
just doesn't.
themselves
He
that.
just doesn't look
So
brown.
how confused is he?
Well, he's very
Okay.
confused.
Okay. So that's enough.
Okay.
That's enough. It's
It's really just kind of embarrassing. Just all three of them, Kanye West, Trump,
beyond
Fuentes. It's
embarrassing.
just
It's
like,
troubling. It's disturbing that we have these kind of people vying for power and causing lots of preaching hatred and causing a lot of dissent. It's not good.
Well, all right, we're gonna move on to somebody else who has also been in the news, and they really kind of swept this under the rug and have not really kind of owned up to this per se. So a recent report from the Washington Post shows Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, in a photograph from 1957 in Arkansas among a crowd of white students standing on the front lines of one of Little Rock's darkest segregation clashes.
Yes.
And at the time, white students and some adults were showing up at school entrances, usually to hurl racial slurs in an attempt to intimidate black students and prevent them from entering public schools after the Brown versus Board decision.
Right.
And so Jerry Jones commented on it. He says, "That was, gosh, 65 years ago. And I was a curious kid at the time. I didn't know at the time the monumental event really that was going on. I'm sure glad that we're a long way from that."
Well, of course, he's many years away from that because he's old as hell. But that
That's
doesn't
his
mean
response.
that his mind is far away from that. But I will say this, in Jerry Jones' defense, he didn't know he have all those black football players on his team. He didn't know that.
No, he didn't know that.
He didn't know he would be a flat-out billionaire with a bunch of black men making him rich. He
No.
didn't know that would make him look bad and show up to fight him in the butt 65 years later.
No, he did not know that.
He could
Apparently.
be himself then. Now it's more difficult.
Yes, that is true. Listen, I don't know Jerry Jones, but the things that I do or I have heard about him are not very flattering when it comes to racial relations. And to me, I think that more people should kind of like, push back and kind of put his foot to the flame or to the fire, So you want
to. That's right. Hold his foot to the fire. That's right.
Yeah. And so, but no one will do it because they're afraid, because he's a billionaire, and he can pay people off.
Well, I don't know even how afraid they are, but it's about money. Some people just accept money for anything, not even necessarily fear. It's about the dollar bill. You know, they find it impractical. Well, in fear of losing money. I don't think he's going to do anything to them or have them rubbed out or anything. I don't think they're in fear of physical harm. I think they're in fear of losing money, which is even more persuasive for a lot of people. You know, at that time he was a kid. I don't know his level of maturity. I know his brain was not fully developed simply because of his age. So we can throw all those things out there, but let's face it, he's a southerner, rich Texas southerner, and that's all I'll say.
Well, I don't know
And
what
that's for part of,
Arkansas.
and that's well, I don't care. Southerner. He's from Texas now. You know, Arkansas is better. Oh, good, right. So anyway, let's just say at this time he needs to own what he did and apologize for it. And that's it. I will say
I think
that.
he needs to make more of an apology. I don't think that
I
people
think he
should just
needs to
say,
take
oh,
ownership for it and
yeah.
not just, oh, I didn't know what I was doing. He was involved with a group activity, and I'm sure they had some express purpose for what they were doing. And I'm quite sure, even during high school, if I went on any kind of march or anti-march for this, for that, or for whatever, I know that why I went on the march. I
Right.
know what it was for.
Right.
It's not every day that you are involved in that kind of activity. So if you join in with a group to go march against or for anything, you know what it is that you're marching for or against.
Right.
And he know he was marching against school integration.
Right.
He know he was marching to keep Black people from going to school with him.
Right. He knew
He
that.
understood that.
He understood exactly what he was doing.
So he needs to apologize, okay? On the real, he needs to apologize. He can't undo what has happened, but he can apologize and make it known that, he regrets what he did and he was on the wrong side of things.
Yeah.
And to just ignore it or dismiss it, no, that's cowardly and irresponsible.
Yeah, and that's kind of unfortunately the way some people do who are in a position of power. Okay, so let's move on to Meghan Markle. So it's recently they've announced this, or they mentioned this. Meghan Markle has faced multiple threats to her life from the far right after marrying into the British royal family. One of UK's former top counterterrorism officials said, saying that anyone who received messages like Markle did would feel under threat all of the time. And so Neil Basu, the former head of counterterrorism, who was charged with royal protection, gave an interview, and he really just came to Meghan's defense and said the target was disgusting and very real.
You mean the
So
targeting of her
the
was
yes, the
this,
targeting of Markle, yes, was
right?
disgusting and very real from the far right. Now,
Okay.
just me in general, like going through, reading some articles about Meghan, and you can kind of see the comments, just terrible trolls, terrible, like
Yeah,
just
so
racist
racist kind
people.
of things. Yeah.
Yes. And,
Okay.
I can't imagine ha actually having to deal with that in real life. So what are your thoughts on this, Ma? Do you think that the royal family will ever issue an apology to Meghan Markle and to Prince Harry? Do you think that they would ever do that?
No.
Do you
Why
think they should?
haven't they already? If they thought an apology was warranted, okay, then they would have already done that. At what point the relationship is estranged as it is, okay? I won't say it's completely severed, but certainly they are not close. At what point would they be apologizing? I don't think we can assume that they're going to apologize. I don't think that we can assume or presume that they think an apology is necessary. You know, we at what point did they apologize to Princess Di?
No, they
And
did
she's
not.
dead.
Yeah.
And they treated her horribly. They were very cruel to her. So I, my thinking is that no. You know, that's his brother is there, his father is there. If they're going to apologize, when? Well, maybe they did it privately, but they certainly haven't done it publicly.
No, they just seem very cold.
That is exactly what I get my sense of it. You know, as I said, they are estranged, and if they were a warm, loving family, what would be the reason for this estrangement? So, no, I wouldn't expect anything from them. We can keep hope alive, you know, for the family, but in terms of my expectations, no, I don't think so.
All right, so on to somebody else who is making a lot of public appearances lately, because they have a new film coming out, named Emancipation, and that is Will Smith. So he re recently spoke to a reporter, saying he will absolutely respect those who were not ready to see his return in the upcoming film Emancipation. He said that his deepest concern is his team has done work that he thinks is the greatest work of their career. And he specifically cited Antoine Fuqua. So, Ma, what are your thoughts on people, forgiving Will, supporting the film? What are your thoughts on that? And then I kind of had a follow-up.
Okay, so in the first place, I don't exactly know what he means when he says he will respect people not ready to embrace him.
If people don't go watch the film, if
But he
it's
would
taken
like
out of
people to
consideration for
consider. Okay,
Oscars and,
okay. But he will
well, not if it's, let me get rid of that. That's not right. What I meant was, he will respect people for not going to see the film because of him, but he's not, he wants them to support the director and the other
Okay.
actors.
Okay. Well, that's probably legitimate as he can be. And I do believe that he does have some consideration for his peers, you know, the others in the industry with him. I do believe that. However, I don't know if I can, you know, fully accept or believe anything that he says because it's all self-serving. Okay, because you work as a team, as a group. Yes, it's Fuqua, but however, it's Antoine, right? Fuqua, you know, there's a few people in that family that are very famous. But anyway, with that surname. Okay, but anyway, listen, here's my thing. Yes, but he's directing you. It's your film. It's a team. So if you're coming to support him, you're coming to support Will as well. You know, Will just by default, you know, receives a money, notoriety, and on and on and on. So when he says things, they aren't separate because they're a team. So it's self-serving, and that's on one hand, and on the other hand, I have to look at him really sideways because if you had so much respect and consideration for your peers, why did you get the hell up and go slap Chris Rock? Okay, you didn't know you were in among your peers then, and with the highest honor, and you were nominated to receive the highest award, and in fact, you got it. Okay, you did receive it. You were the recipient, one of the few people, and really few African Americans to ever receive that award. Okay, so when you tell me you respect them, is this newfound respect? You didn't seem to respect them that much that night. What happened?
Well, he said when he spoke to Trevor Noah, and I guess what I would say, you just never know what somebody is going through. I was going through something that night, not that that justifies my behavior at all, and it's just like I understood the idea where they say hurt people hurt people.
Yes, he was going through something that night.
That was a rage that had been bottled for a really
Good.
long time. I'm
Okay,
going to
really good.
further
Okay, really,
elaborate.
really good. And what I'll say to that is I'm gonna call BS on it.
Okay.
Not BS that he wasn't upset and hurt about many things that have happened connected to his family, his relationship with his wife and all that. Not that those feelings aren't legitimate, but damn it, why couldn't you control it until after you left the award show? You were there to get an award. You were nominated for an award. You were there to represent the film, the industry, yourself, your family, everything, all Will. Okay. And from all that, all you could get was, I'm pissed off because this hoary ass wife went and had an affair with my friend's
Mija,
son.
we can't
Okay,
call.
no, not hoary. No, she's not hoary. She just is a liberated woman, okay? All right, you
Well,
call her what you
that's
want.
a little bit different,
Okay, you she
but
was being promiscuous. She was being promiscuous, and you know it, and I know it. Stop it. There's laws against that. You know, she was being promiscuous. She was being adulterous. Okay,
they
adulterous.
had
Let me.
separated, remember?
But they weren't divorced.
No.
Oh, if he was embracing and accepting the separation, what are you upset about? If it was a mutually agreed upon, you go do you, I'll go do me, why am I mad? Why
Okay, listen.
am I mad? Okay, then why were you so raging?
Ma,
Okay,
I'm
well, why were
asking
you
you,
raging at Chris Rock?
are you?
Oh, maybe Chris Rock. Oh, why were you raging at Chris
Oh
Rock?
no,
Okay, then.
Ma, are you
Okay,
ready?
then.
Are you
Okay,
ready
then.
to go watch a Will Smith film?
No, I will not be going. No.
You're not gonna watch it? I'm gonna watch
It
it.
might be it, when it comes to the house for free.
Well, it's on Apple.
Oh, well, it's free, right? I don't have to pay. You know, sometimes they
Well,
ask for you to pay for
it's
it.
a subscription service,
Oh, well,
but
I already do have Apple.
yes.
Well, I might watch it like that, you know, but I'm not going to over the Studio Movie Grill and be buying eats and drink and everything like we do. And, you know, I'm not going through all that for Will. No. He's ungrateful. He doesn't know how to act. You can't even put a suit, a tux on him and take him. He's going to get a damn award. You the king dog. You the ancient oxy, you everything. And you go there and you decide, oh, I think I'll just go smack. My wife's
Listen,
been holding around for years. I
Ma,
think I'll just go smack somebody today on
no,
the biggest, one of the biggest days of my life. I think I'll just go smack her today.
no.
Smack ups a man who has nothing to do with my wife and is a
Do you
companion.
call them men hoes?
Yes.
Who? I have never heard you call
We
a
ain't
man
talking
hoe.
about one. Then let's talk about one. I call the Nick Cannons. I'll talk about plenty of old mongers. Everything. Yes. Trashy. I'll talk about. Yes. Listen, non-committal, irresponsible.
Oh gosh, okay.
Acting like a what do you call a breeder from slavery
Oh
days?
gosh.
Just
Okay.
terrible.
All
Yes,
right.
I will say those
All right,
things
Ma. Listen.
because it's destructive to the family unit.
Listen,
So I
Paul.
will talk about that.
Listen, all I will say is whatever Will did, and I completely think he was 100% wrong. You know, I think that everybody deserves grace, and I think that everybody deserves a second chance. Like, if they continue to do
He
it,
taking
then
out a
that's a
second
problem.
chance. Wait a minute, a second chance and me giving you my money and supporting you is two different things.
Okay.
I have a, you know, also the right to make my choices too.
Okay. All
I
right.
will probably see this movie because I do have Apple, but it's not going to be priority. I tell you that. It'll just be when I'm beat for something to watch. You know, it's not going to have priority. No.
Gosh. Let me move. Okay, well, let's move on. So, Mr. Howard Stern is running his mouth now. So, he called out Oprah. So he said on his show,
Oprah.
yes,
Oh, geez. What is he trying to say? Oprah said.
he said Oprah's not embarrassed by her wealth at all. She loves showing it off on Instagram. It's effing mind blowing, you know? When you follow her on Instagram, you see her estates, her gardens, the people who service her, and you know, and then Robin said, service her, she's not a car. And Howard said, well, she kind of is. She got servants and like people cooking, and it's effing wild. She knows how to be rich, but she kind of likes to show it off, which is something I'm not comfortable with. I don't think that people should show off their wealth.
Well, then he shouldn't show his.
Well, they mentioned about his.
He
He
ain't
hasn't been shown.
exactly poor.
He's not exactly poor. And
Right.
he did later on say that Oprah does, you know, some good things, you know, and her kids from Africa,
Oh, you know what? And Howard Stern is no out of pocket.
you think he was out of pocket?
Totally out of
I
pocket.
didn't even mention that, but that was
But
what I was
no,
going
but
to go
that's
with
where
it.
I'm going with it. He was totally out of pocket. Everybody.
Why are you in her pocketbook? First of
Right.
all,
Well, what does he care how she flaunts her wealth or this or that? Who is it offensive to?
right.
Who is it offensive to? Is she supposed to keep it a secret? Like, we all so stupid, we don't know she's filthy rich. We don't all, it's been publicized for years that she's a billionaire. So what is she supposed to show herself living in a hut?
Yes.
That's disingenuous. That's
Yes.
disingenuous, you know.
No, I
And
mean, to
Oprah does a lot of very good things for people. Go
me,
ahead, ma'am.
listen, he must have gotten upset because or offended because Oprah didn't invite him to a party or something. Because what are you, why is he
That's
bothering Oprah?
he was eating. Nah,
He
nah,
was just,
nah,
he
nah.
was
He
petty.
went to the left right there. Yeah,
He was out, completely out
he
of
was
pocket.
being petty out right there.
What?
He was
Go.
being straight up petty. No,
Stop
man, go ahead. And that's the pot and the kettle. You filthy bitch. What are you talking
Right,
about?
all that money they gave
He's
you on
filthy.
Sirius.
He's filthy
What is
himself.
it? Sirius or I don't know. Something
Yes, you
serious.
know he got a
Yeah.
huge contract when he went. Huge deal
Yeah.
when he went over to see. Never mind him. Go ahead, Howard Stern. You talking crazy.
Okay, so my let's talk about love, your favorite thing. All right. Are you enjoying your
Oh, it's
sick?
all only you. Only you can hear my ice clacking in my cocktail. Go right ahead.
Listen, when we get to
I guess you're mad because
the
you finished yours. So, but go ahead. Okay.
comments.
You mean you didn't have two, but you definitely had one. Come on.
So we're talking about love, Ma. So you know Blair Underwood, right? Know. Dry.
On with Blair Underwood. Of course, we know Blair
Blair
Underwood.
Underwood, he's divorced. Him and his wife, they were together for, I think they were married for like 27 years.
Well, they had a nice long time
But
together.
yes, and he's 58 now.
All right, good. He's been many years with that woman. Go ahead.
And so this is what he said. My personal highlight, I guess he went to some International Emmys Founders Award red carpet. My personal highlight was walking the red carpet with my new fiance, Josie Hart, the most amazing, brilliant, beautiful, hilarious, thought-provoking, and insightful person I know who
Wonderful.
continuously lives life out loud.
All right, good.
This is a
I guess he's tired of that wife that lived like quietly with him for 27 years.
So wait a minute, Ma. A lot of people have been going after him on social media
But
because
you
he
should feel
wait.
sorry for him.
No, this woman, he's known this woman for 41 years, and they've been real good friends, and they are engaged now.
Oh, that's so nice. See, it took him a long time to figure out, do I want to have sex with this woman or do I want to keep her for a friend?
Well, she was
So,
married to a former congressman, Burgess Owens.
she's no longer with him, I hope.
No, she's not.
Oh,
And she has
no.
six children with him.
Oh, that's an even more wonderful experience. They are so lucky. They both had wonderful experiences for years and years and years with their first mate. And then it's so good because he knew her well, you know, and before he got with her, he knew her well.
Somebody make you not trust, like if your husband, their real good friend, is a female, would you feel threatened?
Now, wait, whose friend was the female? That's his friend? That was the female? I mean, that is a female? That was never the wife's friend? Or was
No,
it their both
it
friends?
was just his friend.
Well, wait a minute. Let's see, no, I'm not tolerating that with none of the husband of mine. No way, baby. Okay? Maybe
That
that
was.
used to be your good friend. But when me and you get married, I ain't got a friend. What, a friend from afar? A friend you see every
All
6 years?
right.
Wait a minute, what you mean? Or a friend right nearby?
So
That
they
you
were
talk to all the
BFFs.
time.
Some people said it was BFF. Some people said they were just good friends. I don't
But
know
BFF
what
and
the
good friends are all the same.
well,
Pretty
yeah.
much, it's all the same. No.
Oh gosh.
No mate of mine is having a close friend of the opposite sex if I know that, you
Or
know,
sex
or anything.
if you're gay.
Not too close. Not too close. You're not having any friend that's too close. It
Okay.
better be, and it better be a mutual friend. Maybe that was your friend that you used to hang out with. It better not be no friend that you go to their house without me. It better not be no friend that you meet up for a drink. or go shopping with, or go on vacation with, or go camping with.
Right.
No damn sleepovers.
Into the woods, into the mountains.
No shopping with them. Nowhere. Because any type of friend that you spend the time with without me is suspect. Okay? And then you become better friends with them than you are with me. Oh, no. Uh-uh. Not, wait a minute now. Not unless I don't care. If I don't care, then you can be what you want to be, and I'll just go be what I want to be, and that'll be the end of the whole thing. But if I'm caring and I want my relationship to stay together, everybody knows always the best friend. Everybody know that best friend is thing is not, please, that's cliche.
Oh,
it's been the best friend so much, and he knew her all those years.
Oh, it just
it ain't even nobody.
No, yeah.
You're new, or you're going through a midlife crisis. This is somebody you've been growing and probably going with all through the years.
I mean, something about it just seems a little suspect.
He's putting it right in your face.
Been good for him. Like, to put all that stuff on social media,
that's about it, and they have two or three grown kids together,
you know, Blair Underwood and his ex-wife, and
I thought you meant him.
No,
that's what you think. Blair, you could have kept all that to yourself. It seemed like maybe you wasn't going with. Look, you either was really going with her for real, or you wanted to go with her all alone.
Say why people just it's one or the other,
and then what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I'm inclined to kind of think that you weren't having sex with her, but you wanted to, because then now that you did have sex with her, you'd have lost your damn mind and you're on there talking all about it. You're acting like somebody who never had shrimp, and that's why you're like a teenager. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So maybe you did have sex with her, and then when you did, you just were so overjoyed. Or whatever.
I'm not feeling that, Blair.
Mm-mm. Get yourself together. You a grown man.
He's only 58.
Yeah, right. You a grown man with grown kids.
That's young.
Mm-mm. Get yourself. Yeah, it's young compared to Methuselah or somebody, but get yourself together.
Okay. And another love story, Mom. One of your favorite love stories.
Go.
20 years ago, I fell in love with the love of my life. Now, the most amazing, incredible, unbelievable thing has happened. The reason we're here is because I want to capture this moment in time, because it's even better than the first time. Who do you think that is, Ma?
We fell in love 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck.
It was J-Lo, but yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
You said 20 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I believe it coming from her, because she was trying to marry him then.
Here's the other thing she said. It was so painful after we broke up. Once we called off that wedding 20 years ago, it was the biggest heartbreak of my life.
I remember that. She was walking around up and down the street with a headache.
You saw it? Did you see it?
Damn pictures of her.
I honestly felt
no makeup.
I honestly felt like I was going to die. It sent me on a spiral for the next 18 years where I just couldn't get it right. Couldn't get it right. But now, 20 years later, it does have a happy ending. It has the most would never happen in Hollywood ending. That would never happen. We're not going to write that, because nobody will believe it ending.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say.
So what are your thoughts on Liz? She has a new album coming out.
Good.
Like the second part.
You know what?
This is me now.
Okay.
Is the name of it.
Oh, great. So you know what? This is what I'm going to say. I hope so, J-Lo. I hope a happy ending for all of us. But sweetie, you don't know the ending yet. This is just another phase. You don't know the ending.
Yeah.
The ending could be next week, next month, next year. The ending could be the end of life. It could last until the real end. But guess what? The ending has not been written yet. So
right.
I don't know what you're talking about. All you do is say, I'm happy at this moment in this time. Yesterday happened. Tomorrow, we don't know what that might be. Okay, we have now. And right now at this point, I'm feeling good about where I am and where we are in our relationship. You don't know the ending. Believe me, you don't know the ending. Okay. Where do you live at?
Yes, I'm sorry, something it just popped up. Why was a naked man sitting on the trail?
Sitting on the what?
On a trail. I don't know.
It might have been bit ass, like, I don't know.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I just want to say, like you said, I wish them, good luck because they, come on. I thought that they had learned their lesson before and would try to keep things quiet. Why are we now here in another
Part
part
two,
two?
right.
Oh gosh. Just J-Lo, go ahead
No,
and live your life. All right.
she cannot even presume to know what the ending is going to be.
No.
So,
Oh God.
okay.
All right, bye. So, who else? Oh gosh, we're talking about love. Oh wait, here's another happy one. You want to hear a happy one or a dysfunctional one?
Well, whatever you got, we could talk about all of them.
Okay, so let me do dysfunctional first. So Kanye West and Kim's divorce is final.
Okay,
Okay.
good.
So Kanye West spent $4.5 million to buy the house next door to Kim Kardashian after she filed for divorce, and now he's decided to give it to her in the settlement. And so they pretty much are going based on their prenup and whatever other properties they're dividing it amongst each other. However, Kanye has to pay $200,000 a month in child support, no spousal support, but they both. They have joint custody, although Kim normally has the kids like 80% of the time. Do you think and Kanye West is no longer a billionaire and Kim is.
Oh, well, that's nothing. He'll just go in and have his lawyers get that readjusted. That's all. That's all. They'll just
You
adjust it
don't
according to his income.
so you don't think there's any issues with the $200,000 a month child support when it's a
No.
split?
Well, I'm
And they both will split education costs
No,
and
but then she
security
has to
system
pay. She
fees.
has to pay for extra security. She has to pay for
They have to
somebody.
split it. They
Okay, she
split it.
has to pay for
And
that. But
education.
also, there's a
Not at Donda.
listen to me. There's also the extra cost that she has to pay to have somebody supervise the visitations with him. She can't leave him loose with those children. So there's a lot of additional
I
expenses
can't
dealing with
hear.
him. No, what do you mean? That's a paid service. She has to have the security, social worker, and not just a regular social worker, because the regular social worker is not going to come in there and think that she's going to have sway over Kanye. That she's going to have security better than his, okay? Better than his,
Okay.
because he may do anything because he's not in the best of mental health right now, and
Well,
hasn't
I don't
been for
think
a
he's
long
gonna.
time.
We don't think. Let me just set that. We don't think he's gonna hurt his kids. Now, whatever he
Don't know what
does
he's
with
gonna do.
himself,
We're
it's a
not,
whole
it's
other
not because we
story.
don't think, it's not because we think he's gonna hurt his kids, it's because we know he's unstable. He may not intend to do anything, but he's irrational,
That
and
is
he has
true.
made a public display
That is true.
of the fact that he's irrational. That's not just my opinion, that's the consensus.
Yeah.
And no reasonable, responsible mother would just give him carte blanche with those children,
That is true.
whether he's the biological father or not, or the legal father or not.
Okay.
So, she has a lot of things to consider there, So, and in terms of the child support, people do it every day. He just has bigger money, bigger numbers than most people. But if your income,
But if you have joint custody, Ma, how is it that you have to pay child support?
because what does joint mean? Joint doesn't mean 50-50.
It doesn't
Joint just
mean.
means you both can see the children.
Okay,
Joint
so
does,
that's what that means.
and she's the custodial parent,
Okay.
whatever they're saying.
Okay.
And I know those kids don't live with him.
Okay.
So, that's the way
Okay.
it means.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think that
It's not
the way it sounds
a
is a little
50-50
misleading.
custody. It's
Right.
just that we both, are able to spend time with the children.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So where was I? Okay. So finally, a happy story, and I
Good.
have a question for you. This one is
Good.
specifically for you.
Okay.
So we know that Cher is in a relationship with a much younger man. She says her boyfriend, Alexander Edwards, are perfectly matched. She tweeted a pic of him only in his underwear, and she says he's kind, smart, hilarious, and we kiss like teenagers. Ma, would you date a man 40 years younger than you are. Nobody's asking for your age, but
I
would
know you
you,
know
but
better.
you're right. Would you ever date a man 40 years younger than you, if it is legal, of course, because we don't know how old you are. So.
Well, at my age, of somebody 40 years younger would be a child. So I could not do that. But I would date a man significantly younger than me,
Would
yes.
you date one 40 years younger than, or what is like
I don't like you saying that
the max?
number.
No, I'm asking, what's the max? What's
Okay.
your limit?
If I've shares age, sure. Because a man 40 years younger than her is only in his 30s. That's good. He should be still in good shape. Yeah, that's good. He should be very virile and, full of energy. Yes. Because what would be the purpose? The purpose would be for sexual compatibility and sexual companionship. So what would if you're dating a man that much younger, that would be one of the main reasons that you would want him.
Really?
Yes. What else? You can get thought, kindness, companionship from somebody as old as you are. But you will not have the energy and the sex life. That's obvious.
I'm joking with you, Mama. I
Yeah.
got you.
Yes, if I was Cher, or if I was somebody with all the money that Cher has and able to do what I want, what I would try to do is I hope I would keep my wits about me enough to not fall in love with that person. I
So
hope
you
I
don't
wouldn't go that
think
far.
she's in love with him because she's
No, that doesn't mean no, please. No, that doesn't mean anything. No, that doesn't mean that means she likes the hell out of him, but that doesn't mean she loves him. No.
All
Yeah,
right, so
good to
my
share. And I'm proud of you, share. You go ahead and do your thing. You've held up well throughout the years, kept yourself together. Good. I'm very proud of you, share. Do it. I'm sick of this double standard
Oh, well,
with
me too.
men dating their great granddaughters and
Ain't nobody
And right,
talking. It's
a
normal.
woman, and she's a single woman. She can date who she wants to.
And she, looks good, kept herself together and everything. She didn't keep herself together. You date who you want to date.
That's
Just,
right. That's
as
right.
long as it's legal.
Wonderful, wonderful. Three consenting adults, honey. That's wonderful.
That's right. So, Ma, we know we are in the Christmas season or
Yeah.
whatever, holiday you celebrate, but we know
Holiday
gift,
season, yeah.
we're in the gift giving season. Let's say that. All right.
Okay. All right, I go for
So
that.
right now, we're gonna go down the top selling items, Christmas items or whatever, gift items.
And where'd you get this
So,
list from?
well,
Whose list is
this
this?
was from Amazon.
Okay. All right. That's good. Okay.
So number 10 is a Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
Have you heard of Nintendo Switch before?
No. Go ahead. Come on. You know I'm not in that.
But you might
Go
mean
ahead. Go
anything.
ahead. All right. Go
Num
ahead.
number nine is the Echo Show. Is this anything that you want to buy from here?
I
We'll
don't
give you
know.
some
You've only
ideas.
named two things so far.
Number eight is the Amazon Smart Plug.
No, I think I may have that where it does everything. You stick it in and it does the lights and the electrical stuff. I actually have that with some of my, with the Nest or something. I have a bunch of different things. Go ahead.
Number seven is New Balance shoes.
Oh, New Balance sneakers. Oh, they're great.
You like
Yeah,
those?
those are my initials in big. Yeah, I might get a pair of New Balances. That sounds good. Go ahead.
How about number six, apparel from Champion?
Well, power.
Apparel.
Oh, apparel or
Apparel,
clothing.
yes.
No, keep going.
No, okay, I feel you. Five, Burt Bees Christmas gifts.
Burt's Bee. Oh, some Burt's Bee
Burt's
champagne.
Bees, what? Oh,
Burt's Bee.
yes,
I think I have
products to
some
have.
Burt's Bees for my dog shampoo. No, I think they make it. I think so. I saw Burt's Bees somewhere and something that I have in my bathroom. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Number four is a gaming Connect 4. I know, pass on that one,
I
right?
pass it, right?
Okay, number three. Apple AirPods.
Yes, I might get another, pair. Go ahead.
Number two, Fire TV stick.
No, I
You
don't
like the
need.
Fire TV
What is
stick?
that? What is
Like
it?
the
The that
like
I
a
have
Roku, like
with
Roku.
the Roku.
Yeah,
Well,
it's
why
like
would I buy
Roku.
something? I already have
And
that. I thought
then
that was something that you meant to go with, like a game,
no. And then number
Yeah.
one, Echo Dot.
I don't need Echo Dot. I already have. I have my nest,
Okay.
right?
Okay. Yes, you're
Yeah,
good. Okay.
so I really don't need that. I have,
All
you
right.
know.
Listen, you shut down my list. I'll come up with a better list because the way
Okay.
you're looking at me, like, oh
Okay.
no.
Well, you
All
asked me
right.
if I would buy
Okay.
things from that list.
A couple of
No.
things in there, but I think we got to get a better list, one that is a little bit more versatile
You know
besides
what I think?
Amazon.
You wrote down that list from Amazon. Amazon, that list is just the stuff that they're pushing.
I
Okay.
think so too, because that doesn't seem like things that I would necessarily buy. Anyway, all right, Ma, I need you to tell me three things that made you smile.
Besides the sun, the stars, and the moon.
Oh.
Okay, those are my top three things.
Okay.
The other thing was my delicious Thanksgiving dinner. And
Oh.
there were so many items on it. I'm just going to count the whole dinner as number four.
Okay. All
Okay.
right, good. I'm gonna go with the finale of Queen Sugar. I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, me too. Loved it.
I did not watch this season, but I enjoyed the finale of Queen
I
Sugar.
watched
So
the
bravo.
entire season and I thought the finale was wonderful. I think it put the icing on the cake. I think the finale was everything. They brought it all together, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything about it. Maybe I won't,
That's
but I can tell you I was very pleased with it as
We can
well.
talk about it in another episode.
Okay.
Okay, number two, Apple reportedly threatened to remove Twitter from its store. That's hilarious. I love that.
Well,
No.
they're in a fight with Elon Musk, you know.
Oh, of course, yes. And number three, it's rumored, and this is just rumored, that Zendaya and Tom Holland are engaged.
Well, that's nice. That's why I've been looking. If they like it, if they're happy, we are good.
Congratulations
That's right.
to
I
them.
hope the
I love
rumors are true. If you and Zendaya, if you want them to be true, I hope that rumor is true. Okay.
So, Ma, is there anything that you want to say before we go?
I want to tell everyone to take care of yourself. Do all the good that you can to all the people you can for as long as you can.
Okay. Everybody, thanks for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also at All Things Peju. Guys, check out our Etsy shop. We are constantly updating our Etsy store. Email us with any comments. We always read your comments. We appreciate them. At info@bambushihappyhour.com. And we also check our comments on our YouTube page, which is home of the Bambushi Happy Hour, All Things Peju. Guys, be safe out there, and I hope everyone's having fun for the holiday season. Bye.
Bye.